Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. Now, it is Thursday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Great to be with you again. We're in the opening prayer of the Apostle Paul. You'll find it in 2 Timothy chapter 1, beginning in verse 3 and all the way down to verse 7. Now, we've looked through his prayer that included thanksgiving. It included requests based upon the Christian virtues of faith and hope and love. And it reminded us or informed us that Paul and Timothy had wept together, and Paul remembers the tears of Timothy. It also reminded us of the effective ministry of his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice as they ministered to him and at work in his life. And then he says this at the conclusion of the prayer. Now, this is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you, through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power, and love, and self-control. Well, here's one of the glorious things that he is telling us in this wonderful text of Scripture, that Timothy has a gift. Now, that gift was affirmed at his ordination, where Paul clearly participated in that ordination. That gift was not only affirmed, that gift was gloriously exalted, and that gift was honored by its disposal into Timothy's life and how he would use it for the Lord and in the Lord. And now he's telling him, Timothy, when you get a gift, you need to be a good steward. And to be a good steward is to fan the gift into a flame. That is, make that gift red hot available for the Lord with passion of Christ. Lay hold of that gift. Fan it into a flame. In other words, keep developing your gifts. You know, when you get a spiritual gift, the spiritual gift is not static. It's dynamic. And part of its dynamic nature is the Spirit of God enables you to work on the gift and to work with the gift and to develop the gift. I'm grateful for the gifts that God's given to me. I'm astounded at His grace and His mercy to grant them to me. But I'm also fully aware that because I have these gifts, I have the great privilege to serve the Lord in life. And I want to develop them. I don't want to just simply have them. I want to develop them. I want to fan them into maturity, into effectiveness for Christ. And so should you. Every believer has a gift. Keep working on it. Keep developing it. Now, your dependence is not on what you do. Your dependence is on the Lord. But as you are given these gifts, then develop them and use them for the Lord. His was a formal gift that would include ministry of the word, so it also included a time of ordination that Paul had participated in. And then he tells him this, in the use of your gifts and in the ministry of the gospel and in the cause of Christ, remember this, that you live not in fear, you live in love and the power of the gospel. Here's what he says. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, of timidity. He's given us a spirit of power and love and self-control. So we have been given not a spirit of fear. Fear silences. Fear shames. Fear causes you to be marginalized and to retreat. While we never want to be arrogant and obnoxious, we do want to be bold and courageous. And that means realize that the Holy Spirit who is in you is working on your spirit so that you don't have a spirit of fear. No, you have a spirit of power. It's not your power. It's the strength of the Lord and His power. And not only a spirit of power, but that power is joined with love, sacrificial serving love. And a spirit of self-control. Remember the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Self is not the source of control. The Holy Spirit is the source of control with power and love. But self is the object of control as we deny ourselves. It is no longer I who live, but Christ that lives within me. The life I now live, I live by the power of the Son of God, who loves me and has given Himself for me. Praise His name forever. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.